Welcome to Filtration Matters, the regular podcast from Bofa International, a world leader in portable fume and dust extraction. In this series, we'll be exploring how innovations in filtration and system design are helping to improve productivity across multiple industry sectors, including in laser, 3D printing, and electronics. Bofa experts talk about how advances in extraction technology are helping to optimize manufacturing processes and product quality, while at the same time contributing to a clean, healthy working environment. Today, we're looking at the world of printing and specifically some of the innovations contributing to a more sustainable industry sector. Traditionally, printing has been a heavy user of solvent-based inks, dyes, and coatings, but there's lots of work underway to encourage the adoption of more sustainable processes while still keeping the focus on productivity and high quality output. To help us explore the challenges and direction of travel, I'm delighted to be joined by Dawn Hartung, a strategic account manager for Bofa Americas, with specialist knowledge of filtration systems in the printing sector, and also by Jay Roberts, who is product manager for UV printers with leading print technology company Roland. Jay has first-hand knowledge of some exciting and relatively recent innovations, particularly in the development of eco-friendly inks. So welcome both.
Thank you, Philip. I am pleased to be here. It's interesting that you say that we are looking at printing on a podcast, because we're not actually looking at printing, but we're actually visualizing what printing could be.
Thank you, Philip. It's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to the talk today.
Okay, great. Well, welcome both. Jay, perhaps you can tell us something about your role at Roland and give us an insight into some of the challenges that print companies face when it comes to sustainability.
Thank you very much. It's really cool. Working at Roland as a product manager, I have the luxury of bringing products to market. I also have the luxury of helping the service side and the sales side understand what the best fit is for the product. And that really is the key to the printing for me, is what is the best fit for the product. And when customers see the fit, meaning the expectations, the desires, that really is where the role of my product sets come to play, meaning the fit for the customer matches the fit of the product.
Okay, thanks, Jay. So before we talk about some of the innovation underway, maybe Dawn, you can provide an overview of Bofa's engagement in the print sector and why filtering of emissions is important.
Certainly. Bofa's worked with Roland for quite some time, as well as other OEMs, to create extraction systems that help to capture fume that traditionally can make for uncomfortable working environments and conditions. Our product development teams work really closely together with the OEM engineers and product management, ensuring to develop solutions using Bofa systems and technologies to help remove the very small particles emitted during the print process that can otherwise impact product quality.
So I guess now will be a good time to dive deeper into some of the innovations that are moving the needle toward a more sustainable future in printing. There's a lot of interest in something called the GreenGuard Gold Standard. Jay, can you give us an insight into what this is and why it's important?
Well, much like the FDA or the any kind of certifications, when you fall within the regulations of GreenGuard certification, it means that we're doing the right things. We're doing the right things for our ink. We're reducing the amount of VOCs in our ink so that we are sustainable. The development of ink has to be regulated, and the development of ink has to be perfected, meaning we have to be able to print well at the same time as print for the environment. And that is not necessarily sometimes the easiest of tasks. So there's a trifecta that we call with printing. It's whether or not the ink goes through the print heads, and the curing of the UV lamps cures the ink Well, so those three things have to go into play, along with, I think, keeping that ink healthy for the environment.
And is it something that you find your customers are increasingly interested in? Are they finding, or do you find there's more of a focus within your customer base of sustainability and how print is sort of undertaken nowadays?
I think in a long way around we are, because when they smell things in the printing environment, it means, or they think it means, that it's bad. And Don knows, when we introduce the BOFA, we are reducing that smell. And that smell, whether it's toxic or odoriferous, it reduces the thought process that it is a bad printing environment. You know, part of sustainable operations is the fact that we are controlling the environment. And in controlling the environment, we have good air flow through the printing environment, but we also have extraction. And one of the things that we always talk about is the need for extraction. It both on the printing environment, when we have our UV printers, we are extracting the smell. And we're extracting the particles so that we both reduce the amount of environmental, I guess, the smell in the environment, but also the mist that is in the air in our printing environment. So it creates a win-win effect for both the customers and the print quality as well.
Okay, so Dawn, does the development of the new generation eco inks that Jay is talking about mean there's no longer a need for fume extraction?
So while there is indeed a reduction in the solvent emissions from the ink via EUV inks, printing companies still need to think about the removal of non-ink related emissions, such as nanoparticles, pigments, vapors, gases, and ketones, which are eluting from the makeup of the inks. So for example, print shops using traditional UV inks, these can give off ozone, which is an unstable, colorless gas with oxidizing properties. Some of these airborne contaminants can present a risk to the human health. And then at the same time, some emissions such as ink misting, as Jay just alluded to, can also negatively affect the impact of the print quality if not adequately extracted at the source.
So how do printing companies check which emissions they need to remove from their processes?
So it's important to make reference to safety data sheets linked to each ink and any other materials that form part of the printing process so that appropriate filtration is in place to maintain a clean air operating environment.
And I guess the follow-on from that is, what does a typical BOFA extraction system look like?
BOFA has a portable extraction range, such as its PrintPro technology, which contains specialty treated activated carbon and a high-efficiency particulate filter, which is a HEPA filter. It's a system proven to help filter ozone, as well as ketones and solvents like the MEK, resulting from printing applications, purpose designed for wide printing format. Inkjet coating printers, both solvent and UV, dye sublimation, and mailroom applications such as UV coating. As such, it remains a core contributor to printing performance.
Jay, more generally, what other innovations are underway from Roland in terms of its print technology, in addition to its new generation inks?
As I had kind of alluded to before, is the trifecta of ink jetting through the heads and the UV lamp curing. Those three different things have a huge impact on how the prints are how the quality of the prints are laid down. Each of them when you are adding, let's say, orange or red or different colorants to, you know, gloss, white, different colorants to that print technology, they add to the development of the particles that are laying down on the print. And when I'm saying that they add to that, you know, part of that is, you know, they droplet and they have to kind of collide, or they have to, you know, they have to go somewhere. If they don't land specifically on the piece, they need to go somewhere. And where I'm getting at is the BOFA unit allows that to extract those particles that don't hit the print or the paper or the material, whatever we're printing onto. So what it does is that collision of ink allows for, or the BOFA allows for, the collision of ink to be extracted away from that print. So it actually increases the print quality of that print. So it's an interesting combination of factors when you have a print that's, you know, you're trying to put a droplet of ink in a very, very precise spot, but it's got all these other elements, you know, gloss, white, colorants that all come into play. A lot of times that what happens is that collision creates that mist, and that mist is then extracted by the BOFA unit.
I'm just interested to get your insight on what the industry, how the industry is evolving. Are they sort of, are print companies, are they enthusiastic adopters of more sustainable ways of working, do you think?
I think they absolutely are. And it's based on the working environments. The working environments are getting, they're changing, meaning sometimes you have small working, you know, home environments, or you have small working office environments. You have offshoots of different environments in different places, meaning I may have four or five different LEF tabletop models with BOFA units that are in an office environment that are part of a manufacturing where it's not the development of large manufacturing, but it's the development of components for the manufacturing. So there's a lot of the print industry is changing because of the ability of these small units, the ability of these different characteristics of printing environments that create unique changes of the environments. So it's an interesting play because manufacturing has changed because of the components that can be produced outside of a larger industrial environment.
And I guess then, Dawn, it sounds like the whole industry is becoming more agile. There's a demand for that. And I guess that plays into one of both the strengths, which is the portable nature of its technology. Would you agree?
Absolutely. BOFA's R&D team is continuously researching and innovating new media combinations of fume extraction, knowing that the print industry continues to formulate new inks for sustainability. So it's really important for us to work closely with OEMs such as Roland to ensure that we are staying in the forefront of their continued new inks and innovations. So we're in line with supporting those needs. And then in parallel, we have the data collection system on our BOFA units to really stay ahead of the health of the equipment for efficiencies on preventative maintenance, while offering different types of status monitoring, whether that's monitoring for the filter when it's filling to ensure that it's being changed out on time, as well as many other signals within the systems to ensure efficiencies and uptime.
If you want to find out more about BOFA and the benefits of filtration and fume extraction, visit BOFAinternational.com, where you'll find lots of sector-specific information. You can also catch up on all our podcast content by visiting bofainternational.com/podcast.